Iowa's senior senator took part in what he says was a top-secret briefing in a congressional chamber this morning to discuss the impact of the coronavirus, according to Radio Iowa. In a conference call with Iowa reporters, Senator Grassley said he didn't want to reveal many details of the briefing, but did say he met with officials from several federal agencies involved with public health. Some Iowa businesses that rely on China for the bulk of their products report they're being hurt by the massive quarantines in those countries that have halted production on a host of goods. Some Iowa businesses that rely on China for the bulk of their products say they're being hurt by the massive quarantines in those countries that have halted production on a host of goods. Governor Kim Reynolds says her firing of the former Department of Human Services director was partly related to how he responded to a spike in deaths at the Glenwood Resource Center for Disabled Residents. That's after she repeatedly declined to give details about why she fired Jerry Foxhoven in June, only saying, quote, a lot of factors went into that decision. Reynolds says she wasn't happy with answers she got from DHS last spring about the spike, and she says Foxhoven never passed on concerns to her that were raised about Glenwood management. And Iowa school districts will receive more than $13 million to address funding inequities under a bill that Governor Reynolds signed today. The bill's signing comes as lawmakers in the House and Senate continue to work out just how much state aid they will give to schools for the next budget year. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.